The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Before we start, a warning that this episode contains mentions of violence and distress. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting ragers, women who use their anger, often righteous, though not always, to accomplish extraordinary things. Today, we're talking about a survivor of the atomic explosion at Hiroshima. Her anger at the senseless destruction has fueled a lifetime of campaigning against nuclear weapons. Please welcome Setsuko Thurlow. Setsuko was born in Hiroshima, Japan on January 3, 1932. She was the youngest of seven children. Just a year before Setsuko was born, Japan invaded Manchuria, now northeast China. It was one of many acts of aggression that would later lead to World War II. War continued to mark Setsuko's childhood, and 13 years later, it would mark its end. On the morning of August 6, 1945, Setsuko and 30 other girls had reported for duty at a military office in Hiroshima. Deep into World War II, the country was growing desperate and recruited young girls to assist in code breaking. Setsuko was just 13 years old. It was still early in the day, a quarter past eight, when she saw a burst of bluish-white light out the window. And then, nothing. Slowly, Setsuko regained consciousness. Through the rubble, she heard her classmates faintly calling for help. And then she heard another voice, a soldier telling her to crawl toward the light. He helped her push out of the crumbling building burning behind her, along with three other girls who managed to escape. Setsuko made her way across flattened city blocks and fields. She corralled people with devastating injuries, administering all the help she could to the dying. People needed medicine and water, but there weren't cups or buckets or doctors. And so, Setsuko soaked up her blouse in a stream and squeezed drops of water into people's mouths. It's estimated that more than 140,000 people died from the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. Setsuko was just a little more than a mile away from the center of the nuclear explosion. While she survived, eight of her family members died. Setsuko had lived through one of the most horrific episodes in history. It was a memory she'd never forget. It stayed as vivid as the day she lived it. 2 months after the bombing, Setsuko returned to school. There, she learned English and found comfort and support from the adults. On a volunteer expedition to build a community center, she met Jim Thurlow, a Canadian historian and her future husband. When she finished her schooling in Japan, she was offered a scholarship to study social work in the U.S. She took the chance. In 1954, 22-year-old Setsuko arrived in Virginia. That same year, American weaponry had once again caused destruction, this time in the Marshall Islands. The U.S. detonated Castle Bravo in a design test near Bikini Atoll. The bomb killed a Japanese fisherman and rained down radioactive debris. It was even more powerful than the bomb that had exploded over Hiroshima. Setsuko had already made a bit of a name for herself speaking out against nuclear weapons. But this time, when American reporters asked her what she thought of the detonation, Setsuko didn't hold back. "I feel angry," she said. And then she told them the story of August 6th. From the first detonation to coughing under the rubble, watching a building full of girls just like her collapse. About wringing water out of her blouse to give the dying a bit of comfort. She told them, in as much detail as she could muster, the horror she'd witnessed and lived in the days following the bombing. As she told reporters, it was hell on earth. Many survivors of the bombing, who were also called Hibashuka, hadn't ever shared the details of that day. It was painful to relive, and in the post-war U.S., it was dangerous to be so vocal about anything that could be seen as anti-U.S. criticism. Setsuko experienced that danger firsthand. After her first story was published, she received hate mail day after day. The letters were inflammatory, accusing her of anti-U.S. sentiment and demanding she go back to Japan. Setsuko was shaken, but knew there was no other way for her to live. "I can't put a zipper over my mouth," she later said. So Setsuko kept talking. She told her story at protests, conferences, and schools. In 1974, worried people were forgetting about the impact of the bomb. She founded an activist organization to inform the public about the consequences of nuclear weapons. By the 2000s, Setsuko and her husband Jim had raised a family in Canada. In 2006, she was made a member of the Order of Canada for her social work. In 2007, she was part of the Canadian team that launched ICAN, the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons. Eventually, in 2017, ICAN's work would win a Nobel Peace Prize. Setsuko jointly accepted the prize on the organization's behalf. In 2020, Setsuko wrote to 197 heads of state, asking them to ratify the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, a formal document to be adopted at the United Nations. To this day, the world's 9 nuclear-armed countries have refused to sign the treaty, including Japan, Canada, and the U.S. Now in her 90s, Setsuko continues to raise her voice. She's written to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau asking him to accept Canada's blame in not signing the treaty. And she's also criticized former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for not signing. Today, there are fewer than 137,000 hibakusha still alive in Japan, and fewer than 3,000 outside of the country. Voices like Setsuko's continue to remind us of the devastation of the past and of the anger we must keep close to our hearts as we venture into the future. All month, we're talking about ragers. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.